Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Monday, January 8th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 7:01. I'm Brent Allen. Look for areas of frost this morning. We are currently sitting at 38 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. A Windsor man remains behind bars this morning following being arrested Friday for an assault and pointing a gun at two people. 28-year-old Brandon Lowry was arrested at a relative's home in Santa Rosa following the attack. Police then searched his Windsor home, finding multiple weapons, body armor, ammunition, weapons manufacturing equipment, and methamphetamines. A body discovered on a Mendocino County beach is believed to be that of missing Santa Cruz resident 48-year-old Rebecca Jones. High surf prevented officials from removing the body for positive identification. It was secured by a rope and is also trapped under a heavy boulder underwater. She had been camping with a friend when she went missing on Friday. There is a controversy brewing in Washington, D.C. surrounding Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. It turns out he was hospitalized January 1st for complications from an elective surgery that put him in the ICU for 4 days. As of last night, he was still in Walter Reed Hospital, and officials still have not said what the procedure was. President Biden was not notified of the situation until Austin had been in the hospital for 3 days. The first U.S. lunar lander in more than 50 years is on its way to the moon. The private lander blasted off this morning from Cape Canaveral, Florida, catching a ride on a brand new rocket. United Launch Alliance's Vulcan rocket streaked through the pre-dawn sky, successfully putting the Peregrine lander on its way to the moon. The landing is targeted for February 23rd. The Pittsburgh-based Astrobiotic Technology Company claims to be the first private company to successfully land on the moon, something only 4 countries have accomplished. Resorts at Lake Tahoe were blanketed by a few feet of much-needed new snow on Saturday. But those headed to the slopes at Heavenly Valley need to know the gondola is closed indefinitely. The resort needs to replace a bearing in a high-speed shaft, and experts are unsure exactly how long that's going to take. With the new snow, the stagecoach lift is now open to help get skiers to the top, but it's really not the same. The gondola runs year-round to get skiers and non-skiers up to the top for world-class views. A judge in Los Angeles has declined to give Cher an immediate legal conservatorship over her 47-year-old son's money. But the issue will be taken up again later this month. The judge said on Friday that Cher's attorneys had not given her son, Elijah Blue Allman, and his lawyers the necessary documents to give them time to make their case. Another hearing is now set for January 29th. It is now 7:04 KZST. We need to check in on Sonoma County traffic, and for that, we'll say good morning for the first time to CHP Officer Olivia Mira. Hello, Olivia. Doesn't sound like we have her. We'll check back with her a little later on. Our KZST news time is now 7:04.
Happy New Year from Artemedica. We are dedicated to helping you look and feel your best in 2024 and beyond. With a wide range of services, including facial plastic surgery, injectable fillers, Botox, non-surgical body treatments, laser treatments, and spa treatments, our experienced team is here to provide you with exceptional care and results this year. In 2023, you recognized our commitment to excellence by voting Artemedica as the best cosmetic surgery in both the Healdsburg Tribune and North Bay Bohemian. Discover why we are the trusted choice for all your cosmetic needs this year. Artemedica has 2 convenient locations in Santa Rosa and 1 in Healdsburg. Trust Artemedica to help you achieve your aesthetic goals and start the new year with confidence and radiance. Call 707-577-8292 or visit artemedica.com to get started today.
Todd here with Heritage Roofing, and it's great to see the rain again in Sonoma County because we need it. And with that comes the question of my own roof. We actually just re-roofed my home, and it's a great feeling now knowing that we're safe, warm, and dry. If you're in a similar situation and would like a free estimate, give Heritage Roofing a call at 544-4500. That's 544-4500.
Heritage Roofing. Heritage Roofing. Rafters above the rest.
From the community calendar, the Petaluma Farmers Market runs Tuesdays from 10 a.m. to 1:30. Enjoy fresh fruit, veggies, ready-to-eat items, and more. It's all at Lucchese Park. For more information, go to KZST.com. In sports, the Warriors lost to Toronto 133-118. In a game that didn't matter for the 49ers, the Rams beat them 21-20. And don't forget, tonight is the national championship game. Michigan takes on Washington. That game starts at 4:30. And your forecast. We do have a frost advisory this morning until 10 a.m. Otherwise, partly cloudy with low 50s. It will be a cool afternoon. Tonight, cloudy. There is a chance of a shower by morning. Lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, expect showers. Mid to upper 50s. Showers are likely on Wednesday. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. Wonka leads the box office once again. It earned another $14.4 million. The only other major new movie to come out this weekend was the horror movie Night Swim. It debuted in second place, earning an estimated $12 million. Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom was third. Migration was number four. Anyone But You came in at number five. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brian Tallon.
This is the KZST Morning Show with Debbie Abrams and Brett Allen.
Again, welcome to the land of fame excess. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody seems so famous. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. That's when the taxi man turned on the radio. And a Jay-Z song was on. And a Jay-Z song was on. And a Jay-Z. Club in my taxi cab, everybody's looking at me now. Like, who's that chick that's rocking kicks? She gotta be from out of town. So hard with my girls not around me. It's definitely not a Nashville party. Cause all I see is stilettos. I guess I never got the memo. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. It's when the DJ drops my favorite tune.
Britney song was on. So I put my hands up to play my song. The butterflies fly away. Sonoma County's KZST. It is 710, 37 degrees. It is cold outside. A frost advisory in effect through the morning. I'm Debbie Abrams, Brent Allen in the studio. Good morning.
Morning. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you. So I understand you were up in Tahoe this weekend.
I was.
How was that?
A tale of 2 days. It was sunny and beautiful on Friday afternoon. Did a half day. And then there's Saturday, where at North Star, we got 2 feet of snow while on the mountain. Barely see, but good powder in the afternoon. But conditions were awful.
I mean, I really thought you were going to get stuck up there. I was waiting for your call or text. Hey, I'm stuck up in Tahoe. Not going to be able to come today.
It was amazing. When I got up and left in the morning, bright and early Sunday morning, two things. One, a lot of stars. Sad to be going down the hill, because I'm sure Sunday was a perfect day up there. It had to be one of the better skiing days. A lot of cars going up the hill, but I didn't see another car until I got to Colfax heading down the hill at 6 a.m. It was minus 8 driving by a truckie. It was cold.
Cold and a white weekend for you.
Yeah. So consequently, I went to bed early last night.
So you missed the Golden Globes.
I did, but as your intrepid newsman, I came in, did some research, saw the highlights, checked everything out. So, you and I have been talking a little bit, but I think we should do a little recap of what took place.
Absolutely. You know, I can't believe they're back, and they were so crazy this year. Honestly, they were. So what do you have here?
Well, we'll start with the big elephant in the room, Joe Coy, the host, who I like him as a comedian. He's really good, but he only got the spot officially 10 days ago.
Right.
And apparently it showed, because I guess his jokes fell pretty flat overall.
They did. I just saw a little bit of his stuff, and not real funny.
Yeah.
I don't know. Not a lot of applause and clapping for him, but he's kind of getting roasted now this morning.
Yeah, that's too bad. I hear that it should be Will Ferrell. Next year. Heard he was pretty funny.
And Kristen Wiig. Yeah. They were hilarious announcing the Best Actor presentation. Yeah.
Well, Best Movie or Drama, Oppenheimer. I don't think that's a big surprise. Oppenheimer cleaned up.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Expected.
Great, yeah. Big upset, I think, was Poor Things beating Barbie for Best Musical or Comedy.
Absolutely.
That was kind of a shocker.
Yes.
Secession won Best Drama. You know, some of the other things. I think it was really cool when Cillian Murphy got up. His wife gave him a big smooch and got lipstick all over his face.
Hilarious.
Had to wipe that off. Lily Gladstone, first Native American indigenous person winning for Killers of the Flower Moon. Elizabeth Debicki for The Crown. She's great, elegant at all. 6'3" of her, super tall. Did you see Rosamund Pike walking on the carpet?
I did not.
So she had a skiing accident over the holidays. So she wore this huge veil kind of over and around her head.
Really?
To not only protect, but I guess hide a little bit of the injury that still was lingering.
I love her.
Yeah, some of the looks were pretty amazing. And then Kieran Culkin telling Pedro Pascal to suck it during his acceptance speech. That was kind of cool.
Awesome.
What did you like? What stood out for you?
Let's see. What did you not talk about? Beef with Ali Wong.
Beef was a big winner, too.
It was. Did you see it?
No.
It was a crazy show, and I loved it. I knew it was going to win something. Yeah. So, and The Bear also major honors, and I love that show. Let's see. And again, Kristen Wiig and Will Ferrell, they nailed it. They made fun of the music, and they should have been hosting. And they're actually saying next year they may be hosting.
Oh, that'd be,
so they were great. Other big winners, Emma Stone, Paul Giamatti, and Cillian Murphy, of course. And I'm going to end with the newest category was with Taylor Swift, was up against Barbie. Everyone thought Barbie was going to win, but apparently it did win. Taylor Swift lost. You don't hear the words Taylor Swift loses very often, but she did lose to Barbie. So in her honor, for Taylor Swift, poor Taylor Swift, she's just going to have to shake it off, get over it.
I see I'm too late. Got nothing in my brain. That's what people say. Mm-hmm. That's what people say. Mm-hmm. I go on too many dates, but I can't make them stay. At least that's what people say. Mm-hmm. That's what people say. Mm-hmm. But I keep cruising. Can't stop, won't stop moving. It's like I got this music in my mind
Lead to late nights. listening low. Conversations with a stranger I barely know. Swearing this will be the last, but it probably won't. I got nothing left to lose or use, or do my bad habits lead to white eyes staring at space?
County's KZST on your Monday. It is 7:22, 38 degrees in Santa Rosa. Good morning.
Hello, we're Partnership Health Plan of California. We've been around for over 25 years, partnering with local doctors, your neighbors, maybe even you. Partnership is who we are. We're your partner in checkups,
in telehealth,
in cancer screenings,
in prenatal care,
in healthy families.
We're your partner in Medi-Cal.
We're your partner in health. Visit us at partnershiphp.org.
This week at Raley's and Nob Hill, clip your digital offer online or in the app to get Raley's fresh boneless, skinless chicken breasts raised with no antibiotics ever for just $1.97 a pound, limit two packages. Savings you can count on in-store or online, only at Raley's and Nob Hill.
Make your resolution for fun and excitement at River Rock Casino during the $150,000 car and cash giveaway. Join us on Saturday, January 20th for our second New Year's celebration that will have you cruising into 2024 with cash, class, and a new Cadillac CT4. Join the club and start earning drawing tickets. Details at riverrockcasino.com. Win your share of over $150,000 as we usher in the new year at River Rock Casino, just over 20 minutes north of Santa Rosa.
They say romance is dead.
Beauty and love, a bad name.
Not at KZST. The songs you loved then, and the songs you love now. Sonoma County's home for music variety, KZST.
Wherever you go, whatever you do, I will.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Monday, January 8th at KZSD in Santa Rosa. It is now 7:28. I'm Brent Allen. It is cold out there this morning, and we have a frost advisory until 10 a.m., currently sitting at 38 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZSD newsroom. Social Advocates for Youth, the nonprofit that serves youth in crisis, has a crisis of its own. It needs to find about $1 million in funding quickly, or it might have to shut down its Dream Center on Summerfield Road this week. The site of the former Warwick Hospital was transformed into the Dream Center in 2016 for $9.5 million, and the current plan is to sell the building, valued at over $12 million now, and downsize in an effort to continue vital services to 67 youth that live at the Dream Center and more than 400 families SAY works with. A fire early Sunday morning at a home on Moreland Avenue in Santa Rosa sent a man to the hospital with life-threatening burn injuries. Fire crews responded about 1:20 in the morning to find flames coming from the single-story home and the man out in front of the house with a hose attempting to put the flames out. The home was almost totally destroyed. The man was transported to the hospital by ambulance. His identity has not yet been released. Several Sonoma County libraries are getting upgrades over the next few years. The 50-year-old Petaluma Library alone will undergo almost a $6 million renovation. Healdsburg's library will see an upgrade of around